everybody, and welcome to this week's NPL show, the official radio show dedicated to the Northern Premier League. I'm Ben, here on a Wednesday evening, and down the other end of the phone, yes, it's still Wednesday evening when I talk to him, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
Just to add, later in the show, we're going to be joined by Andrew Simpson, because we're going to do a fixture preview for the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Those ties taking place this weekend. And because there's loads of opportunities for cup upsets and for NPL sides to do rather well this weekend, we're going to be joined by a lot of managers this week. At time of recording, this is the plan. We're going to be joined this week by the management at Pontefract Colls, Stafford Rangers, Lancaster City, Loughborough Dynamo, Kidsgrove Athletic, Scarborough, Chasetown and Stamford. All that coming up on this week's show. So, James, got to be brief. We've got you on to talk about Saturday's results in the NPL Premier Division. And out in front, what a result this was, James. Whitby Town beating Hyde United, who were league leaders at the time, by 2-0. Whitby, 5 games on the trot now. Victorious.
Yeah, and there's no stopping him at this moment in time either. Watching the highlights there, Whitby Town completely dominated the game from start to finish, it looks like.
Yes, absolutely. Well, a big congratulations to Whitby. Basford United also capitalised on Whitby's win. They've moved into second spot now. Same points as Whitby Town. Same goal difference as well. The only difference is that Basford have scored less one goal. So it is awfully tight. Bamber Bridge 1, Basford United 3 was the full-time score on Saturday up in Lancashire. And Steve Chettle's side now starting to purr, if I can use that phrase.
Yeah, unbeaten in 4 and the first away win since the start of the season as well.
Now, just to let you know, in the production meeting, we said to James, James, you've got to be quick for your bit. Fair enough. Let's talk about... So it's Whitby Town 1st, Basford United 2nd, Hyde United 3rd. In 4th position, we've got Warrington Town. A 1-1 draw with Radcliffe. Whoa, Radcliffe there with their first game of the season. Picking up a draw there, I'm jesting. They've only played 4 games compared to Basford and Hyde, who played 8 games. So Radcliffe very much behind, but a good result, that one against Warrington, James.
Yeah, indeed. So again, Radcliffe gave Warrington a good little game there at the same time too. Warrington have had a bit of an injury crisis at this moment in time. I think on the circumstances, Warrington will take a point. And again, Radcliffe, just to get games on, they'll take a point against the team going to be challenging for the title later on in the season.
Well, Matlock Town, one of the games of the weekend last weekend took place at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town 1, South Shields 2. An important result that for South Shields, given what happened at Colne.
I'm in the chasing pack at this moment in time. South Shields, obviously, 3 unbeaten now and 2 wins on the trot.
South Shields closing the gap on Matlock Town. Also closing the gap on Matlock Town was Nantwich Town, a vitally important win, this one. 3-2 win over Scarborough. Scarborough Athletic 2-0 up at half-time, though. We've got John Deasy coming on the show this week. So it is what it is for Scarborough. We were saying they need to score goals. They scored 2 there, but it's a good win for Nantwich on the other hand.
For Nantwich, they needed that. But coming back themselves from 3 defeats in a row, Scarborough need to start finding the results there. Only one win in the last 5, well, only one win all season.
There's also a win for Witten Albion, a great win this one, a 1-0 win over Gainsborough Trinity. So Witten also closing the gap to Matlock Town. It's now just 3 points between themselves and Matlock.
Yeah, again, especially with a couple of players that they've lost recently to injuries as well, and they're keeping the home form up perfectly. They've won every game at home so far this season. Gainsborough Trinity just can't seem to get a win on the road at this moment in time. They've lost the last 3 games now. I was getting FA Cup for them this weekend. Might see a different side of them too.
A great game of football took place at the Giant Axe on Saturday. Lancaster City 3, Grantham Town 3. Grantham Town there moving up to 10 points in the league table, now sitting 11th for Lancaster. They're on 11 points, sitting in 9th position if you're following at home. So a draw around there between those two sides. And a win as well for Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town beating Buxton by 2-1. Buxton still winless when it comes to the league campaign and looking for a win this weekend in the FA Cup, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, only two points out of the last 4 games. But Arthur as well, missing a penalty early in the second half too.
Atherton Colls picked up their second league win of the season, moving up after defeating Stalybridge Celtic by 2-1. That's a great result for Atherton Colls, and they've now, I think, got a grip of step 3 and are doing quite well in the league.
But again, when we're saying at the start of the season, the teams that they want to try and pick up points for just to stay in the division, looking at the last couple of weeks, Everton, I think now we'll be starting to think mid-table might be all right for them this season. And again, the start that they've had, especially the last couple of weeks, starting to pick up them points too.
Just two more results to talk about. A big congratulations to Aston United, their first league win of the season. And there's not many teams who are going to go to Mickleover and beat them by 1-0, but that's what Aston United did at the weekend, James.
Yeah, very early goal to settle it there, and especially because Ashton went down to 10 men in that game as well.
Let's talk about the last game that we need to talk about from last weekend. Stafford Rangers 0, FC United of Manchester 0. I'll field this one, James. Not much happened, to be honest. FC United now, I think it's 6 games unbeaten or 7 games unbeaten. I should know that really, but they've steadied from the early start they've had, that's for sure. For Stafford, they're still without a win though.
Yeah, in fairness, that one just went to the form guide. Stafford Rangers have drawn 3 at home now. FC United 3 straight away draws. It was on the cards, let's be realistic.
That's right. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. Just to let you know, Andrew Simpson and a load of managers will be joining us shortly to walk us all through the FA Cup second qualifying round this weekend. Well, James Hayes, yeah. a big thank you for joining us. Best of luck this weekend with all the social media activity that the league's going to be doing. And we'll speak to you next week, my friend.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Ben.
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And joining me hand in hand, gazing at the future, going, oh, isn't that lovely? It's Andrew Simpson, non-league reporter from Cheshire. Hello, Andrew, how are you?
I'm all right, and I'm excited for the weekend. Everyone loves the FA Cup, don't they? Well, when they're still in it, they do anyway.
Yes, I'm dead keen on the FA Cup this week. That might change next week, but this week, ultra keen. Just before we get to that, there's 4 matches in the league taking place in the Premier Division this weekend. Atherton Colls will be hosting Mickleover Sports. Grantham Town against Bamber Bridge. South Shields against Basford, which is pretty surprising. Both those teams are in the FA Cup this weekend, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And Stalybridge against Radcliffe. So South Shields with an opportunity and Basford with an opportunity to go top of the league. Depending on how they get on this weekend. So all to play for there. Just a brief thought on those 4 games, Simo, if you've written anything down on them.
Yeah, well, obviously South Shields and Basford is easily the standout game. Basford have kind of quietly climbed up to second since I was last on the show. Joint top on points, obviously, with Whitby. South Shields will be looking to make the most of it. Actually, they've got back-to-back home games because just looking a little bit further on the horizon, they're due to host Gainsborough on Tuesday night, providing Gainsborough aren't involved in an FA Cup replay. So 2 huge games, actually. 2 games before the start of the season, Basford and Gainsborough, you would have said a big game for South Shields. But they'll be looking to take 6 points from those two, and that would put them top of the table. Looking at the other games, it'd be interesting to see how Mickleover get on at Abbott and Coles, because Mickleover are going okay, aren't they? We discussed them on the monthly show, how they'd had an encouraging start. They did lose to Aston United last weekend, but if they can pick up something at Everton Colls, they'll edge a little bit closer to the top 5, which is something we didn't think we'd be saying in the middle of September. Tough game for Bamber Bridge at Grantham. Same story applies to Bamber Bridge. They seem to struggle on the road, and they want to put that right. Stalybridge and Radcliffe is quite a big game, actually, isn't it? Not just because they're around the corner from each other, but Radcliffe's still looking, obviously, for that first win, aren't they? So they'll be hoping that they can record that at Bower Fold.
Do you hear that, Andrew's name? That is actually almost a derby, although they are in separate boroughs of Greater Manchester, just to be clear. Although Radcliffe would say they're in Lancashire, just to be ultra clear. Right, coming up then, it's the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. At time of recording, we're recording this bit on Wednesday. Here's the plan, dear listener. If these managers don't come on, it's because they never got back to me. Pontefract Colls, Stafford Rangers, Lancaster, Loughborough Dynamo, Kidsgrove Athletic and Scarborough coming up on this week's show. There, that's a promise.
It's quite the menu, that.
It is quite the menu. But the bulk of the next bit of the show is going to be Andrew Simpson giving us facts, the facts about these upcoming games. And we're going to start off with a team in Andrew Simpson's patch, 1874 Northwich against Whitby Town. Whitby Town have they beat Widnes, although everyone who was at the game would say Widnes was slightly unlucky, but Whitby, in the end, it was emphatic, 4-0 win. 1874 and no mugs, are they?
No, I'm hopefully covering this game as well. Possibly because there's one eye on The London League paper think it might be one where there might be an upset this weekend, which Whitby won't be very pleased to hear. I mean, Whitby are in great form, as we know, because they are top of the Premier Division. They've won six successive games in all competitions, so they travel down here in really good heart. I do know, though, 1864 Norfolk co-manager Wayne Goodison was in the stand to see them knock over Hyde last weekend, so he has got a little bit of intel on them. 1864 Norfolk already on a really good run in this season's competition, have won three games and have knocked out two Northern Premier League teams, Clitheroe and Pickering. This is obviously Whitby, obviously a class above those two, with the greatest of respect. But they're settling into new surroundings really well at Barnton as well. They've won four of the five games there, scored loads of goals. So they will quietly fancy their chances. I'm also looking to match their best run in the competition by reaching the third qualifying round for the second time. This is one of the best ties involving Northern Premier League teams, I think.
Elsewhere, we've got Telford United taking on Nantwich Town. A bit up and down Nantwich Town recently, haven't they? But, I mean, it's the FA Cup's often a springboard for other opportunities, let's say.
Yeah, and obviously they come into this game off the back of an absolutely tremendous comeback against Scarborough, didn't they, last weekend when they were 2-0 down. Came back to get the 3 points, and that actually ended a run of three successive defeats. So they were on course for a fourth straight loss, which would have been a real blow. Instead, they come off it with the high of winning that game. They did also have a really good win in the previous round against Grantham, who we have mentioned previously, have had a pretty decent start to the season. They probably won't go down to Telford with a lot of fear either. Telford, well beaten at home last weekend by Chester. They're sitting halfway up the National League North, but have already lost three home games this season. So the Dabbers have definitely got a chance this weekend.
Absolutely. And Ashton United against Pontefract Coles. Coming up shortly will be Craig Parry, manager of Pontefract Coles, but this is a big, giant banana skin for Ashton United.
It really is. I mean, they overcame one in the previous round, didn't they? But they needed two attempts to do it to finally see off Tadcaster in a replay at Hurst Cross. So they did follow that by picking up their first win in the Premier Division this season when they edged out Michelover last weekend. So there's just a sign that things are turning around slowly. But it's they won't fancy taking on Pontefract. They've had a very handy start in the North West Division. They've won their past four games in all competitions and also won in the previous two rounds of this season's FA Cup away from home. So they're also motivated to get a little bit of history because they've never reached the third qualifying round before. So they'll really fancy this. Ashton do need to be careful.
So we're now joined by Pontefract Coles manager Craig Parry joins us now. Hello, Craig. We'll come to the FA Cup in a second, the second qualifying round, but a big congratulations for making it this far. It's been quite a run. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been enjoyable, exciting for us, and as you know, being in a cup like the FA Cup, it always is. It's not been easy, but yeah, we're here and we're looking forward to the game tomorrow.
And good preparation going into this. A great league win at Drolsden last week, a 4-1 win. How's the start to the season been? Because obviously the playoffs last year, you were obviously looking for a bit of a spring into the new season, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think the playoffs really are out of our system now. I think we've moved on from that. I think it's not really, well, I think it really has helped us really in a change of league. Obviously, we've changed the, you know, the league side of things. So we're coming up against a lot of new teams. They really don't know how we play and various things. So you know, it's been a good start for us. If anyone looked at the fixture list at, you know, beginning of the season, looked at the teams that we've played, especially away from home, you know, it's a difficult start. But we've got points on the board. I think we feel we're in a good position into coming into a couple of good months for us where we've got, you know, a few home games now.
I know what you're saying there about the tricky fixture list, but it'd be difficult to not have a tricky fixture list with this division that you find yourselves in this season.
It's a tough league. It really is. It really is a tough league. Don't believe anyone will run away with it. I feel that there's a lot of evenly matched teams in there. And yeah, it's always going to take the most points, probably in their own games, really. That'll decide things.
And how helpful is the FA Cup running all of this? Because obviously, like you say, every match is a tricky one. So any form of momentum is a blessing, isn't it? So, you know, to get to the second qualifying round, the potential to go even further than that. I mean, how important is the FA Cup in the grand scheme of things?
I think it's important for any club at this level. I think, one, financially. I think it's it helps bring obviously much needed finances into the club. So, and I think secondly it's just, you know, it's a well known famous cup and everyone wants to do well in it and go as far as they can and have a good go. It really is an enjoyable cup. So, like I say, we're looking forward to it going to Ashton and, you know, as underdogs and allowing ourselves really to go there and have a good go.
Now, I've not spoken to Jody Bannum on this week's show, but I'm imagining they're not looking forward to this game because, you know, it's not been the greatest of starts for Ashton United. And take this as a compliment, Craig, but you're a big, massive banana skin for them. So how do you make it an awkward afternoon for them?
I think anyone that knows us, we're going to play one way. You know, we're going there, we're throwing bodies, everything high tempo, and seeing how many goals we can score. We only know one way to play, and that's it for us. So I think we'll make it very difficult and very painful for them. But like I said, Ashton at home, you know, in a league higher. You look at their squad list. They've got, you know, a lot of experienced guys in there. So I don't think they'll be looking forward to a lot of young lads running around, really.
No, absolutely not. And I was going to say, the club itself has been on a journey as well, not just this season in the FA Cup, but more generally. I mean, would an FA Cup run mean for Pontefract Coles at this moment in its history?
Well, I think the last round is that we wanted to break history, you know, on the last round, which we did. You know, we've took it now to the furthest, you know, the club's been in the FA Cup, and we want to carry on. So I think the last 3 years in two promotions and a playoff final, it's been a fully enjoyable ride, and you know I think we brought a lot of joy to the town and the fans at the club, but we don't want it to stop. We want it to carry on, and we want to see how far we can take the club. I think we all enjoy going into work and going in and playing football, managing football. And as a group of lads, you know, we're probably 80% of the same lads that started in the NC1. So, you know, we enjoy each other's time. We're a very, you know, close-knit group and changing room. And we want to see how far the journey can, you know, continue, not just in the league, but the FA Cup as well.
Well, Craig Parry, manager of Pontefract Coles, due to my terms and conditions in my contract, I can't wish you more luck than Ashton United. I hope you understand. a big good luck this weekend, a safe journey over to Tameside, and we'll speak very soon, my friend. Next up then, Andrew Simpson, we've got Belper Town against Witton Albion, and we mentioned a banana skin for Ashton United. This is a banana skin, isn't it, as well?
I made that noise when I saw the draw. I did chuckle last week when you described them as Andrew Simpson's Witton Albion have been promoted to owner. Yes, I listened to the show. but you're quite right. This is a real nightmare of a draw for Carl McCauley's side. They're going to a team that hasn't been beaten by anybody in any competition since March. That's how well Belper are doing. They've not lost a game at all this season. Had a great win, didn't they, in the last round against Alvechurch. So Witton needs to be really careful. What you can counter that by saying is, obviously, Witton are in really good form themselves. They've not conceded a goal in any of the past four games. So they get on there with plenty of confidence. Had a great run in the FA Cup last year to reach the fourth qualifying round. So they know how to do well in this competition. It would not shock me in the slightest to be attending a replay at Wincham Park next Tuesday. And I think Witton would probably take that.
Boston Town against Leek Town is another FA Cup tie in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And, I mean, what do we know about Boston Town? Boston Town have had decent runs in the past, from memory. I've heard that name a few times.
They have. They quite like the FA Cup this season because they've not won at all yet in the United Counties League's top flight. They're near the bottom of the table, not won any of the four games. But they have actually won three FA Cup ties already to get this far. So they're having a lovely old time in this competition. Leek are banging form, though, aren't they? They've won six of the seven league games and have previously knocked out two lower-ranked teams away from home already, so they'll be looking to make it a hat-trick, and I fully expect them to do that against Boston.
Let's talk about, we mentioned a couple of banana skins for Witton Albion and Ashton United, but Bradford Park Avenue, obviously not of this parish, but they might be. The second bottom currently in the Conference North. They're hosting Morpeth. This, you would not be surprised, would you, if Nick Gray's side takes this one?
No, I'd be licking my lips if I was Morpeth, because Bradford, it certainly feels like they're there for the taking. They've only won one game this season. They've already had a managerial change, of course, haven't they? And their form at home is pretty wretched as well. They've lost four of the six games there, so they are really vulnerable. Morpeth, Bradford have been a little bit up and down, as we said on the monthly show, because they're new to this league and just finding their feet at this level. They had a good win against Buxton last weekend to get back on track after successive defeats. And they've had actually a couple of really good wins already to knock out Hyde and Brighouse, two very good sides to reach this stage. So it would be harsh to say they're favourites to get through, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me if Morpeth caused an upset there, even if it was after a replay.
The next game, it's a tricky one to call, this one, isn't it? Buxton against Corby Town. Buxton need results, big time.
Oh, they really do. It's been a horrendous start to the season for them, whichever way you look at it. In fact, they're still waiting for a first win in the Premier Division. They did have a comfortable 4-0 win, didn't they, at Romulus in the last round. We wonder whether that might kickstart the season, but they then went up to Morpeth and lost their next league game. So it's not quite yet been the catalyst, and it's not really an opponent you want to take on at the moment. Corby going really well in the Southern Central Division. In fact, they're unbeaten in that division so far this season, and have cruised through the previous two rounds. So again, they'll sense a possibility of an upset here. Buxton, it is the cliche, but they do need a kickstart for their season. This could be it if they can squeeze through.
Colne v Ossett United, and I mean, this one, Colne were superb, weren't they, against South Shields? Ossett United were equally superb against Farnaby. Tom Greaves especially in that game. What do you think here? Because both you know would do quite well, I think, in the third qualifying round.
Yeah, and what an incentive for either of them to get through. Perhaps because of their distractions in the FA Cup, they've both struggled a little bit to find any sort of form in the league when I was looking at that this afternoon. And Colne, easily their result of the season was to avoid defeat at Mariners Park, but then finish the job when Sal Shields came over this way for the replay. What an outstanding achievement that was. And they'll now feel that they want to kind of take advantage of that to go one step further. Ossett's best form easily has been in the FA Cup. They've scored 12 goals in 3 FA Cup games so far. So they'll be looking forward to this one as well. I think it's really close call. Colne with home advantage, you probably just about back them to do it, I think.
Now, here we go. FC United against Warrington Town. This is going to be big.
Well, this is part one, isn't it? Because aren't you due to play each other in the league?
I'm not playing them, Samo. FC United will be travelling to Cantilever Park on Tuesday in the league.
Yes, indeed. So it's part one of a double header. I mean, FC United, I think, will be feeling a little bit better about the world going into this one. They're actually unbeaten in 6 games in all competitions now. A couple of goalless draws on the road thrown in there, but good to see off Abbott and Colbury's after a replay last time out, and they do have home advantage this time around. Warrington haven't lost since that surprise defeat against Morpeth on the opening day, but they have still been they're not quite hit full stride yet, I don't think, and they needed 2 games to beat an admittedly really difficult City of Liverpool in the previous round. But there's just a sense that they drew at Radcliffe, didn't they, in the league last weekend. They're not quite hit top gear yet, and that might help FC United if they're looking to sneak through. It's easily one of the best ties involving Northern Premier League teams, though.
And Gateshead against Ramsbottom United. Rami have had a good start to the season. Have Rami got a chance here? I mean, Gateshead haven't been too bad at step two.
They've done okay, actually, and as you'd expect, it is a little bit of a cliche collection. They've done fine at home as well. Teams have always found it difficult to go up there and win. Farsley did. Our old friends from Farsley have won there this season, so it's not impregnable. Rami, 2 good wins already to get to this stage on their travels, although admittedly against teams that are lower ranked. That said, of course, remember their superb run to the last 16 in the FA Trophy last year, and that involved 1 or 2 really notable results, and of course they took Fylde to 2 games. So it's in recent past they've certainly caused higher ranked opposition a headache or two. I think it's a tall order for them, but it is Rami. They do have a little bit of a knockout pedigree, as you said, and they've had a brilliant start to the season in the Northwest Division. So I think they've got a chance, even if it's a slim one.
Kettering Town against Sutton Coldfield Town. Now, we had Neil Tooth on last week, and I said to him off air, I'm not going to invite you on this week because I want you to win. So, I mean, no disrespect to those managers who agreed to come on, but, you know, you take your chances. This is a tough game for Sutton Coldfield, this one. They might prefer it if they get it to a replay.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's their best chance of getting through. Kettering are struggling a touch to adjust to life at a higher level after being promoted to the National League North. But they did get a decent win against Alfreton last time out, which is only their second win of the season, but it will make them feel a little bit better about the world and lifted them up a couple of places. Sutton Coldfield have had a pretty wretched start on their return to the Northern Premier League. They lost four of the five games in the league so far, but they did get their first win on the board against Lincoln United last time out. Half decent couple of wins to reach this stage, but yeah, Kettering big favourites to win on Saturday, I think.
Andy Fern will be joining us shortly, and also travelling to the Midlands this weekend will be Stafford Rangers. They're travelling to Kidderminster Harriers. Tough game this one, Simo.
Yeah, really, really tough game. Not necessarily because of who they're going to face. And the reason I say that is Kiddie have been a little bit unreliable at home this season. They had a really good win against our old friends from Aldringham last weekend, which was actually their first home win in six attempts. They've lost four of the previous five before that. So it's been a bit sketchy at Agra so far this season. That said, Stafford go there really scratching around for form, sat one off the bottom of the Premier Division table, desperately, desperately struggling for goals. Haven't scored in any of the past five Premier Division games. That said, in that little run, they did have a really good win, actually, against Mickleova in the previous round of the FA Cup. Tall order for them. They won't be expected to get through. Maybe they can use that for their advantage. It did feel, when I saw the draw, I did have the feel of, like, oh, that used to be a Conference National fixture not that long ago. So I went and looked up when it was the last time that Kiddie hosted Stafford in the Conference National, and it was in March 2008, so maybe a little bit further away than I realised. Guess what the score was, though? Kiddie won 6-0.
6-0, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Stafford.
I was trying to go back in my head to Soccer Saturday in 2008, trying to work out, what was the score? What did Jeff Staines say? Anyway, but thankfully you answered the question, so thank you, Simone. Thank you for going an extra mile with that kind of stat there. That was superb.
Matt, enjoy that.
Yeah, I did. I genuinely did. So Andy Fern joins us now. Andy, a big thank you for joining us. We'll get to the match with Kidderminster in a second or two, but just your reaction to the start of the season. I mean, there has been injuries and that kind of thing, but it's not been too bad a September thus far.
No, Ben, I think it's been a very positive September. We've we've not lost a game in September. Had two very rewarding, I suppose, goalless draws against Basford and FC United and Manchester, teams that we would expect to be up there challenging at the end of the season. And a very pleasing 3-0 game at home against Mickleover in the FA Cup. As you alluded to, the problem at the moment is we've probably got, you know, five very crucial players to the squad, experienced lads who've, since the start of the season, we've lost them through injury. Theo Bailey-Jones being the main candidate, who we're probably going to lose for the majority of the season with a ruptured Achilles. But the lads who've come in have done exceedingly well, and the performances have been really good. And apart from the Hyde game away, when Theo got injured, we've been in contention in every game. We've lost a couple of games by the odd goal, and that's the disappointment. On the positive, we're creating chances, but we're just not putting them away at the moment. But it's been a case of maybe square pegs in round holes, and we'll be delighted now that Jake Charles, our main striker, is back from injury, and we'll be in contention for the game at Kidderminster.
I mean, how important was that Mickleover win? Because heading into that game, we were saying about the goal scoring clearly being a bit of a problem, but to win 3-0 against Mickleover, who've been pretty tight all the way through this early gambit of the season, that does show promise.
Well, I think we've said to the players after every game that we've got to stay positive, Ben, because we have been creating chances, and eventually those chances will be converted into goals. And against Mickleover, I think it was probably for the first half we were huffing and puffing, created chances, didn't put it away. And then, fortunately, not long into the second half, Louis Visco put a screamer in for us. And that kind of, you know, released the lid off the pressure cooker. And yes, we went on to win comfortably by three goals in the end. But it proved that we've got goals in the team and goals in that 11 who started that game. And, we would have hoped that we could have got one or two against FC United on Saturday last week. And I think in the first 15 or 20 minutes, we created one or two clear-cut chances that we didn't put away. And that was the difference. But credit to FC, they set up very, very well. And it was a real battle, probably a midfield battle more than anything, because I think both sides in the second half were restricted to long-range efforts rather than anything clear-cut. But we'll take the positives of the last three games and the fact that against Mickleover, we did score three goals, and we've shown that we've got it in our arsenal.
And that match away at Kidderminster, and Simo informs me that this was a conference game about 10 years ago. But this is a big game in the Midlands.
It's a very big game, and it's very close to my heart, because I spent 4.5 seasons at Kidderminster under Steve Burr and his management team there, and they were very... you know, very happy times at Kidderminster. We just missed out on promotion to the Football League in the final full season that I was there. So I've got a lot of friends at Kidderminster in the crowd and in the administrative staff. Clearly the playing base and the management side of things has changed. But that just adds spice to it. And we've got one or two players like Luke Jones and Paul Bignett and Evan Garnett, who've all played at Kidderminster as well. So it just adds that little bit of buzz to it. And, you know, we're in good form, you know, certainly defensively. And, you know, John Pembleton will be delighted that they recorded their first home victory of the season last Saturday. So they probably go into the game with a bit of a buzz as well. But it's a cup game and anything can happen. And we'll go in there as the possible underdogs. But who knows on the day? It's a cliche, isn't it? It's how well we do on the day and how well they do.
Absolutely. And just a closing thought, really. And there's obviously going to be a lot of people travelling from Stafford for this game at the Agbra. What's your message to those supporters heading down there on Saturday? And what would a good FA Cup run mean for Stafford Rangers under your tenure?
Well, I think an FA Cup run for any management team at this level just adds a another buzz to the dressing room, and it's a great opportunity for a side at our level going to a side one level above. Great ground, there'll be a big crowd there. It gives them a chance to showcase what they've got, you know, because at Stafford we've got a mixture of lads just coming into the game and looking to progress, and we've got those experienced lads that are you know, coming towards the end of their careers. So it's a great opportunity for both sets there to enjoy themselves. And to the fans that will come down, yes, I think we'll probably bring between 300 and 400 down with us, which for a club of Stafford Rangers side is magnificent support. And we hope that they're going to enjoy the day, all aspects of the day, the pre-match, the post-match and the game itself. Hopefully give them some reward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Andy Fern, best of luck to you, all the coaching staff and everyone at Stafford Rangers. Best of luck, and I'll speak to you in the third round, my friend. Mark Fell from Lancaster City will be joining us shortly. Lancaster hosting our old friend Spennymoor this weekend.
Yeah.
They had a similar start last year, so I think it's far too early to be dooming the North East club. But this was a tough one for Lancaster.
It is, but it's interesting that you brought up last year, because I was just about to do the same, because in the equivalent round last season, they came down here to play Witton and were sent packing. And I remember Jason Ainsley after the game was absolutely furious, because he felt his players had completely underestimated what they were going to be up against. Witten had had an okay start to the season, about halfway in the league, but won really easily. That was a bit of a problem for Lancaster, because there's no way that Jason's going to allow the same thing to happen this time around. That said, Lancaster going really well at home, unbeaten in all competitions there this season. Needed two attempts to see off an admittedly really strong this year Norwich Victoria in the last round, but they did the job after a replay. Spennymoor are struggling a little bit away from home. They've not won a league game on the road so far this season. So I think Lancaster got a really good chance here. But if they are going to get through, I think it will be have to be at home on Saturday. But I've got a good feeling for them.
So we're now joined by the manager at Lancaster City. It's a welcome return to the MPL show to Mr. Mark Fell. Hello, Mark. How's things?
Very well, thanks, Ben. Thanks for having us.
No problem at all. We'll get to the FA Cup, the Saturday match in the FA Cup shortly, but a big congratulations to get into this stage of the competition. A tough game, though, against Norwich Victoria in the last round, but safely navigated through. How was it?
Yeah, we were very poor first game, to be honest. We were very poor in the first of the two games. I thought we controlled the second one. It was a colleague of mine, another manager in the MPL, texted me afterwards, who'd been to the game and said that it was the most one-sided 2-1 he'd ever seen. But yeah, we gave a good account of ourselves, and we needed to, really, because we were off the pace. For whatever reason, it just happens sometimes in the FA Cup, but we were off the pace on the Saturday game. But we had enough about us to rectify it, and I thought our quality just shone through a little bit in what was potentially a banana skin, to be honest. They're a good side, and I expect them to do very well in the Northwest Counties. They've got some ex-players of ours there. So it was one of those ones where you looked on paper and thought, that's not as straightforward as a team from two leagues below.
I mean, how pleased have you been, though, more generally with the start of the season? Because, you know, you rallied really well towards the end of last season. And it appears you've carried that on through to this season as well.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I listened to your preview show when you predicted that we'd be somewhere between 12th and 15th, I think you said. So I enjoyed that. I should play it in the dressing room, shouldn't I? But no, I mean, bearing in mind, we lost one game since January last year. And I appreciate that, obviously, we've lost two already this season. But I think we're 7th or 8th in the league. We've probably drawn a couple where we should have won, including Grantham last week. But I think we're competitive. I think we're in a pretty good place. I think it's wide open, the division, if I'm perfectly honest. I don't think that, you know, necessarily the teams that are, we think are spending loads of money. I don't think it to be honest, it really counts for all that much at the moment, especially when teams are full of energy and full of the joys of the start of the season. So if we can stick around the top 10 for the next sort of couple of months and keep yourself in the mix, you never know what could happen towards the end of the season. But our aim was to stay within touching distance of, for example, the playoffs, and then see what we can pick up, you know, when it gets to the business end.
Well, you're very much in touch with the playoffs, aren't you? I mean, 3 points just off the playoffs at the moment, and it's built very much on the home form. I saw Lancaster City obviously early in the season. You've made that giant Axe Stadium a fortress.
Yeah, you need to be tough at home. You need to be difficult to beat at home, and we've done that. And we're actually better on the road last year. We were fantastic away from home, and maybe struggled a little bit to convert games at home, but we've managed to tip that in its head. And, you know, we want people to travel up to Lancaster, especially the teams that come from a distance and not really fancy the journey and not really fancy the welcome that they'll get in terms of how we play on the pitch. So that is, you know, a key objective for us, to pick up as many points as we can at home, and then you see what you can get on your travels.
Speaking of which, obviously Spennymoor coming to town this weekend, and Spennymoor didn't do very well against NPL opposition this time last season. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, Lancaster have had some great FA Cup runs over the years, some memorable games as well at the Giant Axe in recent years as well. What's the mood in the camp like for an FA Cup run?
Yeah, good. I mean, it's actually sort of uncharted territory for me. There was a big thing made of the fact that I'd had sort of 6 or 7 goals at the FA Cup and never won a round before this year. So it's uncharted territory for me, that's for sure. But the lads are really positive. They're really looking forward to it. It's a chance to test yourself against, you know, a team from the league above. But you look at what we did last year when we played teams like Guiseley, who we beat over 2 games in the FA Trophy. So we fancy ourselves, there's no doubt about that. But and it's the FA Cup and anything can happen. So we'll certainly give them the respect that they deserve, because they're a great football club and they've done very well to bounce through the divisions as they have done. But we don't hold them sort of with any sort of fear, and we'll go and play our game. And, you know, hopefully it can be another really good day for the club on a big occasion.
And obviously, it's going to be reliant a lot on the home support. And they when there's a big match, they don't have come out in numbers. So what's your closing message to them, Mark?
Well, they have been fantastic. We've got a noisy bunch of supporters at Lancaster, and they enjoy themselves. They're quite a young fan base, to be honest, but they know the football and they make themselves heard. So obviously we've worked hard, the club, to get as many people down, as much advertising as we can. It was supported a bit by the youngsters. The 18s last night won their FA Youth Cup game. So it's over to the senior lads now to make it a double for the week, and hopefully we can join them in the draw on Monday.
Well, Mark Fell, manager of Lancaster City, a big good luck against Spennymoor this weekend. We hope you win, and I'll speak to you in the next round. A big thank you to Mark Fell from Lancaster City for joining us, and we're going to be hearing from Scott Dundas shortly. Chase Town in the FA Cup, it's like a hand in a glove, isn't it? And they're travelling to Leamington this weekend. There's a chance for an upset here, isn't there?
I think so, considering that Leamington are having an absolute nightmare so far in September. They lost 5-0 against Alti and then lost 3-0 against Farsies. They've not scored a goal yet this month in the National League North. It leaves them just underneath halfway in the table. So it's still a really difficult game for Chase Town. But they've had a couple of good wins so far in the FA Cup this season, so that'll make them feel pretty good. Doing so-so in the league, they're in the top 10. Scott Dundas knows what it takes to win an FA Cup game or two after that great win with Norton United that actually brought him, you know, really enhanced his reputation. Chase, you're right, also got that FA Cup pedigree, haven't they? I had a look, actually, because it felt like a lifetime ago since they had that run when they knocked out Port Vale, and that was in the 07-08 season. So it was a little bit of time ago now. And they've only actually reached the third qualifying round once since then. So it's a big incentive for them to match that by knocking out Leamington. It is a difficult place to go, though, as you and I both know. We both went there last season with our respective clubs. But Yeah, I'm sure Scott will be bullish, actually.
Well, Scott Dundas, manager of Chasetown, joins us now on the other end of the phone. And, well, Scott, we'll get to this big match this weekend. But just a congratulations for getting to the second qualifying round more generally. How's the run been?
Yes, not too bad. We got a tricky draw away against Tiverdale, but luckily came through that. We had a 20-minute spell where we went 3-0 up, so that was very pleasing. Come away with a 5-0 victory. And then we had a tricky home game against Avely Miners Welfare and won that 1-0. Yet to concede a goal in the cup, which is a pleasing thing.
Hopefully that will continue for this weekend as well. But the league form as well, it's been a decent start for Chasetown.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Disappointed we didn't pick up 3 points on Saturday with coming back against Newcastle in last midweek. But it was unfortunate, like I say, but we'll just keep going, keep trying to do what we're doing and hopefully get up in and around those playoffs.
Now, obviously, this is a new division this year. I mean, is it helpful for you when it comes to player recruitment that you're not having to convince Midlands-based players that they will have to go up to Kendal once a season? Has that made it a bit easier this year?
Yeah, it's made it a lot easier. I mean, like I say, last year, all the games were Manchester, Liverpool, further afield as well. It was really hard. It was hard to get the players I know from up that area to come down to Chasetown, and likewise it was hard to get the lads in and around the Midlands area to travel all that way. So yeah, it's massively better off for us recruitment wise, better off for us to having a look at players in and around the area we're in as well. So not a bad start at the minute.
Now, Scott, obviously, you're no stranger to an FA Cup run. Chasetown are no strangers to an FA Cup run. And we've got you on, really, to talk about the FA Cup and Leamington this weekend. I don't think they want to play you. I'm going to suggest this is not the best side to come to them, that's for sure. What's your take on this tie?
Yeah, I've heard, obviously, with the records, I don't think Chasetown have ever lost there, apparently. They've been there the last four times and won, which obviously can change. But, the omens are good for us. You know, we've got nothing to lose, really. Like I said, when we played against the teams in the other rounds who are in a lower level than what we play in, we're going there. You just never know. With Chasetown and the FA Cup and myself, like you've already mentioned, anything can happen.
I mean, I've been asking a few managers on this week's show, and it feels obvious to be asking you this question as well. I mean, what does a good cup run mean for a club like Chasetown, where you go, you know, after this in the third qualifying round, and if it's a good tie, you're then in the fourth, and it's not too far away then, is it?
No, it isn't. It's absolutely massive, obviously, from my experience. It just keeps snowballing and snowballing with the media attention, the people coming and watching your games. Obviously, if you can stay in as long as you can, it's a massive bonus. I think for our level, like you've just said, the second, probably third qualifying round is where we should really aim to get every season. But, obviously it doesn't happen like that. If you can go any further, it'd be absolutely brilliant.
And how is the squad shaping up for this one, without giving too much away?
Yeah, we've got a couple missing, which is unfortunate. We trained hard this week. On Tuesday night we trained hard, and we'll train again tonight. So hopefully we'll be in good stead.
Well, Scott Dundas, manager at Chasetown, wishing you all the best of luck this weekend. I hope you win, and we'll speak to you in the next round, my friend. Andrew Simpson, welcome back. Scott Dundas from Chasetown speaking to us in the future. Andrew Simpson's with us in the past now on Wednesday. It's very confusing. Loughborough Dynamo against Tamworth. We're going to be hearing from Lee Attenborough shortly at Loughborough. Ooh, that's my noise. Is there a chance here?
There's a chance. It's a slim chance. Loughborough haven't actually won in the league since August Bank Holiday, and they got a bit of a toweling by an admittedly informed Sheffield last weekend. And Tamworth are going really well in the Southern Premier Central. They've sit third in the table and have won five out of the past six games. That's the kind of daunting bit. Here's the bit of hope for Loughborough. And I had a feeling that Tamworth had run into some Northern Premier League teams relatively often. We seem to have talked about them quite often on the show in the past couple of years. So I went and had a look. In fact, I was right. Last two seasons, they have been knocked out of the FA Cup by a Northern Premier League team. So there's a little bit of hope for Loughborough. Also, they were knocked out by Mask in the FA Trophy last season as well, mass play at the same level as Loughborough. So Tamworth, depending how long their memories are, won't fancy playing Northern Premier League opposition. They probably arrive as favourites, but Loughborough have got plenty to be optimistic about, I'd wager.
Well, if you're listening, Tamworth, that's a reminder that you don't do well against NPL sides, so be very, very afraid. So we're now joined by the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. It's welcome to Lee Attenborough. Hello, Lee. How's things?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. Congratulations on making it through to the second qualifying round. We'll talk about the Tamworth match in a second. But to get there, you had to beat Heversaye Johns and go through the preliminary round as well. I mean, how's the run been thus far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, you know, on paper, they're both favourable draws against teams from leagues below. But the massive banana skins. Both teams we played were I think Childe were top of their league and Heather St John's were second or third. I'm always wary of playing teams at the top of divisions, you know, even if the league's below, they're usually organised in good habits, used to winning games, good team spirit. So they're always difficult games. Sherwood took us to a replay and we managed to beat them away 1-0 and the same for Heather St John's. We beat them 1-0 at home, although we did need a replay for that one. But both tough competitive games, took a lot out of the players, but managed to keep it tight at the back, and ultimately, if you do that, like you say, you nick a goal and you win the game. So, delighted to get through. And obviously, Saturday, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. At this stage of the season, I mean, it's all over the place anyway with regards to form. It's all about squads finding the feet and, you know, dealing with injuries and that kind of thing. But how has this start of the season been thus far, do you feel?
Yeah, it's been okay. We've been up and down, very much like we were at the start of last season. As you know, in non-league, you get players move on, new players come in, and it always takes 10-15 games for the league table to settle. You know, unfortunately, we lost two of our better players at the end of last season. We brought some good lads in, but it takes some time to learn the ropes, you know, strike up new relationships with other players, get used to how we do things. So I'd say we've been up and down. We've had some real good performances where you think if you can get them performances week in, week out, you'll be somewhere up there. But equally, we've had a couple of performances that just didn't look like the Loughborough team we put together over the last year or two. So up and down, but obviously we're trying to get that right and a bit more consistency. And I'm sure over the course of the next month or two, that'll come.
Absolutely. And the division you find yourselves in this season is a bit different to the one last year, although there are some familiar faces, obviously. But it is going to be one of those divisions where, I know this is stating the bleeding obvious, but consistency is going to be key, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's a step into the unknown. Like last season, going to the Eastern Division and going up to your Morpeth and Marsh, it's difficult to do your homework on the opposition. You know, you don't know many players up there and what they're about, shapes and tactics and stuff. And then you come back into the South East Division and the teams that I've played for years in the old Evo stick, like your Chase Towns, your Kids Groves, and you're having to find out about them again. You know, full new squad lists and new management and stuff. So again, it's a bit of a step into the unknown. A little bit less travelling, which helps a club like us, especially being, you know, quite far south. But we just go with it. You know, we work on what we're doing, and hopefully, more often than not, that'll be enough to get us some points on the board.
Now, you could part the league to one side this weekend, and it's a tough one. I mean, you were saying earlier you're always a bit nervous about playing teams who are towards the top end of their division, whether they're below you in the pyramid or not. Well, Tamworth are doing quite well in the Central League, aren't they? So, but then again, Tamworth have come a cropper against NPL opposition over the years.
Yeah, look, it's one of them. The pressure's not on us on Saturday. It's all on Tamworth. And I'd said to the boys in the team meeting on Tuesday that for me, obviously the result's important, of course it is. But whatever happens Saturday, we've got to make sure that we do ourselves justice. You know, we've got some good players in that team. We've got a good squad, a good dressing room. And I want people to see that. You know, hopefully there'll be a bumper crowd there. And I just said to the players, if we play to our strengths and we work harder than the opposition, which I think are two things that I'll ask from the lads every single game, week in, week out. If we limit the mistakes, then, you know, without doubt, we've got a chance. As, you know, we're playing a very good side in Tamworth, you know, big team with a big budget, good following, well-structured club. So everything points to the fact that, you know, they should beat us. But on any given day, we know we're a good side, especially at home. And we like to think we'll cause them some problems. And if we can, and you just don't know, with a little bit of luck in football, you know, you might get a penalty or, an early goal or something to settle the nerves, and anything can happen. So, yeah, let's get the basics right, cut out the mistakes and work our hardest, and let's see where that takes us. But yeah, no doubt about it, Tamworth are a good side and we'll have to prepare properly for it, training again tonight, and hopefully we'll go out there and do a good job Saturday.
Well, on this week's show, we've got a fair few NPL v NPL affairs, but in this instance, Lee, I can safely say, we hope you win. Lee Attenborough, manager at Loughborough Dynamo, big thank you for joining us on the NPL show, and I'll speak to you in the third qualifying round. Marine against Dunstan. Tough one to call. I wouldn't want to be the pundit predicting this one.
So you're going to ask me, aren't you? Yeah. They've already met this season. They drew 1-1 on the opening day in Crosby, and you probably get decent odds on it being a repeat. Marine started really well, but then have lost back-to-back matches, so slipped a little bit down the table. They had a fantastic win against Stalybridge in the last round, though, which is a great result. Dunstan also have been promoted, of course, in the Northern League into the Northern Premier League this season. They are adjusting to life at a higher level. They've done okay, but only got one win on the board. That said, of course, they had that fantastic run in the FA Cup last season, didn't they? When they reached the third qualifying round, they knocked out Chester famously along the way. They actually won 5 games in the FA Cup last year, which takes some doing, starting from the extra preliminary round. So really fond memories of doing well in this competition. I make Marine slight favourites because they tend to do well at Crosby, but like I say, it was 1-1 in the league game. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest if they meet again in midweek.
Ryan Austin from Kidsgrove Athletic will be joining us shortly. They're travelling to Matlock Town, and Steve Kitchick's Matlock Town at Causeway Lane. And as you could tell from that inhale of breath there, Andrew Simpson thinks this one's going to be a toughie.
It's going to be. Oh, Kidsgrove, like Witten, had a wonderful run in the FA Cup last season. You remember, they also got all the way to the fourth qualifying round and pushed Hartlepool really hard. You remember, only lost by a single goal. So they've got a really good recent FA Cup pedigree. Kidsgrove actually had a pretty miserable start to the season. They lost the first 3 games, but have recovered and picked up 7 points from the next 3. So they're doing a little bit better, put them up to halfway in the South East division. They've actually been better away from home this season, which gives them a bit of encouragement going to Causeway Lane. They've won 3 of their 4 away games. Matlock, I mean, they started like a train, didn't they? And have just lost a touch of momentum. That'd be a little bit harsh because they've had some difficult games. Only their first defeat of the campaign was last weekend, wasn't it, when South Shields went down. Obviously, no disgrace losing to them. Although, as a marker for Matlock's hopes this season, I think South Shields are quite a bit better than them. So it'd be interesting to see how Matlock responds to that. They have home advantage. It does make them favourites. They're still 5th in the Premier Division. They've still had a great start to the season despite that defeat last week. But be wary of Kidsgrove. They love a knockout upset.
So we're now joined by Kidsgrove Athletic Manager Ryan Austin. Joins us now on the other end of the phone. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Hi, mate. I'm all good, thanks. You?
I'm all good. We'll get to the big FA Cup match in a second or two, but just the previous rounds, congratulations, firstly, on getting to the second qualifying round. It's been quite a run you've been on, and you've not had it easy.
No, we certainly haven't, to be fair. Obviously, we returned to Castle, Newcastle Town in the first round, and the hard way come from behind late on to get a replay and then get to their place, and obviously managed to get a good 2-1 victory. And then obviously the round after that, again, we went behind, so we've certainly made it hard for ourselves, but we've got a bit of a habit of doing that at the moment.
At this point, obviously, you don't want to jinx it. We're recording this on Thursday, so we don't want to count our chickens or anything like that. But when you've gone through rounds like that, you must start to feel like, here we go again.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. And it shows a good character within the dressing room. Obviously, it's not ideal to keep going behind in cup matches, and it's not something that we wanted to be doing on Saturday, that is for sure. But it shows that we can do it, and we've got that belief in the squad and togetherness to stick in it when the going gets tough and to come through the other side. So obviously, we'll be taking that spirit into Saturday's game, which we know is going to be a tough one.
And obviously, when it comes to the league, obviously Kidsgrove had a decent start to the season. It's often the case, though, isn't it, about finding your feet and that kind of thing. But what's your assessment on the league campaign so far?
We were a little bit disappointed with the way we started. Obviously, we got beat 4-0 at the opening of the season, we felt like we had a good pre-season, and perhaps that was the shot that we needed. Maybe one of the 2 players thought that we'd had a good pre-season, we were getting strong into the season, and that's not the case, because obviously, once you start getting into the serious matches, the intensity and the level goes up a notch. And that was a wake-up call we needed. We've kicked on and bounced back from that. We've had 1 or 2 disappointing results, but we've just gone on a run of 4 wins and a draw, obviously including cup competitions as well. So we feel like we're going into the weekend in good spirits.
Now, like I said, we have been here before. I mean, last season was a great cup run, wasn't it, if memory serves?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's 9 managers on this week's show, it all being well that they all come on the show. And I would say to you off air, you're the 7th manager I've interviewed on this week's show. But it does seem pertinent to ask you this question about the magic of the FA Cup and what it does mean for a club like Kidsgrove to go on an FA Cup run.
Well, obviously, it's massive for us, and I'm sure I won't be the only manager to say that, but obviously both financially, But not just financially. I think obviously putting the club on the map a little bit, getting a bit of exposure, but also the lads in the dressing room, obviously just being involved in a bit of a cliche, the magic of the FA Cup. But we saw last year that we went on a bit of a run. We obviously went to Workington and then beat them in a replay and ended up losing out narrowly away at Hartlepool. But it obviously brought a lot of interest to Kids Grove, but obviously brought us a bit of finance as well, which always helps along the way with clubs at non-league level. But it's just a good competition to be involved in, and it seems to obviously bring the best out of our players at the moment.
And hopefully you'll be looking to get the best out of them this weekend. Matlock Town away, Steve Kittrick, obviously he's no stranger to FA Cup runs. What's your assessment on this game and what you need to do to create this upset and this banana skin for them?
Well, we knew it was going to be as soon as the draw came out, and it was a tough draw. Obviously, Matlock was sitting top of the league at the time. So we've obviously got over that and watched, and we know we're going to have to be at our best if we are going to cause an upset at the weekend. But it's one that I genuinely feel that if we can be anywhere near the best of our game, that we can go there and come away with a positive result, whether that be a win or a draw. But we've got to go there and have belief in our dressing room. But we'll also obviously respect Matlock. They're in the league above and they're there on merit. Obviously, they've had a good start to the season, so their confidence will be high. But so is ours at the moment. So I guess it's two teams in decent form going into the game.
And obviously, Ryan, due to contractual obligations, I can't wish you more luck than Matlock Town. But I do wish you all the best for this weekend. But your final message to the away following, because, you know, they've had some great times over the years under your charge. So what's your message to them heading to Derbyshire this weekend?
Well, obviously, the more the merrier. And the fans, they do support as well. Obviously, we don't get the biggest followings in the world, but we've got loyal followings. And hopefully, we can reward them with the performance that they deserve at the weekend, because obviously I'm aware that it costs people time and money to come and support every level of football, but obviously non-league football, they perhaps don't have the resources and stuff like that. So we hopefully we'll go there, put on a good performance for them and make the trip worthwhile.
Well, Ryan Austin, manager of Kids Grove Athletic, a big good luck this weekend. Safe journey, and we'll speak very soon. Let's turn to another one of our old friends, Rushall Olympic, this weekend.
Yeah.
They'll be hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Rushall have had a great start to the season in the Central League. Gainsborough, I think that's the right noise. I have trouble spelling it, but that's kind of what Gainsborough Trinity's start to the season's been like.
Yeah, and I listened with interest to Liam's interview that you did for last week's show. A little bit frustrated, wasn't he? He knows that they've not quite achieve what maybe they would have expected in the first month of the season. He didn't seem necessarily concerned. He said they played well, didn't he? They just had one really poor performance when they got well beaten home by Lancaster that had been in all the other games. However, they then went down to Winchin Park on Saturday and, pretty much like everybody else does, got beat 1-0. So they've now lost four of the first six games. So they're really playing catch-up in the Premier Division, and they've got a lot of work to do. They did have a really good win, don't they, in the last round, didn't they? They've had horrible draws, Gainsborough, to be fair. They had Banbury in the last round, they were going well in the Southern Premier Central. And I would argue this is an even tougher ask this time around. Rushall, perfect at home, 6 from 6 in all competitions. So Gainsborough really have got it all on this weekend.
John Deasy will be joining us shortly from Scarborough. They'll be travelling to Southport this weekend. Southport have had a much better start to this campaign than they have done in the last couple of years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, we go back to the Mumford show.
Yeah, it's just not happening for them, isn't it? And I am concerned and certainly also intrigued to see what impact losing that lead at Nantwich has on them going into this game, because that would have been a real crushing blow. That means they've not won any of the past four league games now with not holding on to that winning position there. They also kind of stumbled past Mask in the last round. Admittedly, that's a difficult draw, but they did need two attempts to send them packing. Southport, bad timing for Scarborough, really, because they've started to pick up as well. Like you said, they've had a better start overall and have, in more recent weeks, actually done pretty well and unbeaten in four National League North games, which has pushed them into the top half of the table. Really, really difficult assignment for John Deasy's men this weekend.
Well, we're now joined by Scarborough Athletic manager John Deasy joins us now. Hello, John. How are you? How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good. Having a hectic week of training, just trying to make sure I've got enough numbers for the game on Saturday.
Everyone seems to be in the same boat. It's obviously a very difficult start to the season with injuries and that kind of thing. But the magic of the FA Cup and all that, I mean, how are preparations going for this match against Southport?
Yeah, good. We know what to expect from Liam. I've known him a long time. We've come across each other many, many times in our managerial careers. And so there's nothing that Liam's going to hide from me, and there's maybe nothing that I'm going to hide from Liam. So... you know, we know each other quite well, and you know, hopefully it's going to be a good, you know, entertaining game of football.
Yes, absolutely, and a good win to get to this stage. Obviously, Mask United are a very tricky side, and to beat them the way you did, you must have been pleased with that, considering the outcome of the first game.
Yeah, we were over two legs, and we just about deserved it. Mask, a very good side and up and coming side, and you know, going to do very well in their league this year. So it was a decent result to go there, and we had to fight hard to, you know, to get the result, get the winner later on, which didn't give them a great deal of time to get back. It was decent.
And obviously, I need to touch upon last weekend's result as well. And I'm sorry to bring this up, the match against Nantwich Town. I mean, one thing we've been saying about Scarborough at this early stage was the goal scoring was an issue. You get two goals there, but Nantwich Town just get those three goals with 15 minutes to go. But are there encouraging signs there from performances like that and the performance against FC United and the like?
Yeah, I just said to, you know, to talk to the players after, we were so close, what we get so far in the first half. Superb, absolutely excellent. Spoke to the manager after the game. He said best side they played by a country mile. But then the second half, last 15 minutes, just exploded. But there were circumstances there that I'm not going to bore you with, really. But there were some circumstances, some key injuries to players that we had to take off in the first half, and just lost our shape a little bit. And you know, we've got to work on that, and that's what we've been working at in training this week.
And obviously, it's been an interesting start to the season more generally, not just for Scarborough, but for a few sizeable clubs. I mean, it is kind of weird the way the table is at the moment, with the likes of yourselves and FC and Ashton United and Gainsborough and Buxton and Stafford. It has been a very topsy turvy start for a lot of teams.
I think the league's a great league. I think anybody can beat anybody, and I think it's competitive all the way through, and I just can't see any team running away with it. I think that it's going to be a very competitive right until the final few games. That's what I think this season. You know, I've seen quite a few other teams now. I think everybody's prepared really, really well for it, and it's a really, really good competitive league.
And speaking of preparations, obviously you've touched upon it already, the preparation that's going in for this FA Cup match. It's away at Southport, so it's coast to coast for yourselves. There's going to be a fair few people from North Yorkshire making the trip over. This is a sizeable game, isn't it? I mean, where do you see this game in the grand scheme of things?
I think just on grand scheme of things, I think the chairman told me that it's the highest ranked team that Scarborough played since they reformed. So that's sort of how high it is. It's a great scout for them. You know, it's a great place to go for them. You know, Scarborough steeped in history. So is Southport as well. So it's, you know, it's a great game for them. You know, a lot of Scarborough fans, you know, still remember the, you know, the great games that they've had in the FA Cup, including the Chelsea game, and just basically trying to get a decent run in the FA Cup, because it's not just good for morale, you know, it's good for the finance in the club as well.
And what would that mean for yourself? Obviously, you know, it's early days in your managerial career at Scarborough Athletic, but it, you know, days like this, it lives long in the memory.
Of course it does. Yeah, I've had some great runs in the FA Cup with Bradford and Barnsley and things like that, and as a player, we had some great runs in it as well. And I just really just want to, you know, you just want to do it for the, you know, the club that you're at the time, you know, Scarborough, because they have got a great fan base, and you know, they really enjoy the days out. But it'd be nice to sort of win the tie and get a big club back to Scarborough so they can enjoy it again there.
Well, when that draw's made, John, we'll get you back on the show for the third qualifying round. John DC manages. Don't worry, I genuinely mean it. John DC, manager at Scarborough Athletic, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. A big, big good luck on Saturday's match at Hague Avenue. We hope you win, and I will speak to you in the next round, my friend.
That's lovely. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're only two more fixtures to talk about now. We're going to finish off talking about Stamford against Boston United. Graham Jory coming on in a second. Stamford have had good FA Cup runs in the past, and with home advantage, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, definitely. And also there's the added little edge here. I'd be interested to hear what Graham says about, you know, he's taking on one of his former clubs, and there will be some frustration because he only had a very brief spell at Boston a few years back before he got the sack there. So I'm sure he's a little bit of extra motivation always when he comes up against them since then to get one over on them. They have actually played each other this season in the Lincolnshire Senior Cup in the last weekend in July, which still technically was a pre-season game, I suppose, as well. Boston won 3-0. Stamford have improved since then. They've not actually been that great at home this season. They've lost two of the first three league games there. But Boston, whilst they are 10th in National League North, have been miles better at home than they have been away from home. We've only won once away from home. So Stamford's best chance of getting through is definitely this weekend.
We're now joined by the manager at Stamford. It's a welcome return to Mr. Graham Drury. Hello, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. So we're back once again for another FA Cup discussion. We seem to have these every year, really. we'll get to the big match with Boston in a second or two, but congratulations for getting this far. A good win earlier in the month against Witham Town. How's the cup run been thus far?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had got a little bit of disruption with players unavailable at the moment, but we've kept going and we've won a couple of rounds in it. So obviously we've got the big tie against Boston on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not really hampered the league form all too much as well. I mean, the start's been a good start. What do you make of the new South and East Division?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's no games easy. I mean, Carlton's really picked up and proved, they've gone top of the table where, Carlton was one of the struggling sides over the last couple of seasons. So the league's certainly strong. We started really, really well when I was happy with the start we had. And then we lost both strikers to Holidays at the same time. And I think we've dropped 5 points due to that. And it's been quite frustrating the last couple of games.
I mean, what do you make of the new setup? Because you don't have to go up to the North East anymore, but you've got a lot of strong Midlands-based sides in there at step four. It seems to be a very competitive league.
Yeah, really competitive. There's no doubt on that. But travelling all the way up north was a bind last year. And I think it affected a lot of sides. But, it's a bit more regionalised. Like you said, lots of strong Birmingham sides. But, now we're looking forward to every game. It's always a new challenge. So, just hope we come out on top of it at the end of the season.
Now, we've got you on really to talk about the FA Cup, and you've got Boston United coming to town. I know a club I know you know very, very well. I mean, firstly, what's the mood in the camp like heading into this game?
Yeah, it's good. We were a bit disappointed with the result against Carlton. We played really, really well and ended up losing 3-0. But that was credit to Carlton. They defended really, really well. We went to Stocksbury. It's never an easy place to go. Awful first half. I don't know what was up with it. We just didn't get going, and it took a bit of a rocket at half time. And then I was disappointed not to win the game. So we finished on a positive. Our last 45 minutes we played was really, really good. So hopefully we can turn that into Saturday's game and continue that for 90 minutes instead of 45.
I mean, as a manager, I mean, what do these occasions mean? Because, Boston United, not too long ago, were a football league club. And, when you go to their stadium, it feels like a football league club. So, to be hosting Boston United, I mean, what do these occasions mean for yourself and for Stamford, you feel?
Well, for myself, the great occasions, you're pitting your wits against, better sides and good managers. And they're doing really well in the Conference North. So, you're testing yourself. I'm certainly testing myself this week with the players not available. I'd love to have faced them with a full side. That's no excuse. We've got a few missing, and it's really frustrating because I feel we'd had a better opportunity if we'd had a full side out. But we're going there full of confidence, and I work on a session tonight, to have to try and stop them and have to play against them. And hopefully I get my homework right and we go on to the pitch, and if the players follow the game plan, I'm sure we can have a real chance and a real go at them.
And obviously, like we touched upon before, I mean, we've had similar interviews like this in the past where a big side's come into the Zico. What's your message to that home support heading there on Saturday afternoon?
Well, season before, we brought Wrexham down and drew that game, and obviously went to Wrexham and beat them in the replay in extra time. We got a decent crowd that day at Wrexham, and it really, really helped us. The players lift. It's obvious. I mean, Boston playing full of 1,000, 1,200 people every week, so it's no different to them. When you're only playing in front of 250, 300 max, week in, week out, to get, 1,000, 1,200 people there, it really gives my lads a lift. So I'm asking all the people of Stamford to really come out and around the areas to really come and support Stamford on this occasion. They did it really well against Wrexham. Can they do it again and hopefully give us that lift to get us through to the next round?
Well, you heard the man, everyone in that Stamford area. Graham Drury, manager at Stamford. A big good luck from everyone here at the MPL show. We hope you win, and we'll speak to you when you're in the draw for the next round, my friend.
That'll be fantastic. But every time you said that, we've got through. So I just hope you're my lucky charm, pal. Absolutely.
And finally, everybody at home, it's been a long road we've been on, but I'm glad we've been on this journey together. The last fixture to talk about, Trafford hosting our old friends Darlington. Darlington have had an okay start, 11 points from 11 games. You can't say better than that, can you suppose? But Trafford with that win in the FA Cup, it's back on.
Signs of life at Shoreview after they had a pretty wretched start. They lost the first four league games, but have improved massively since. Took 7 points from the next three to push themselves back towards the top half of the table. But they've had two decent home wins as well in the FA Cup, knocking out Bamber Bridge, as you alluded to. And before that, they'd seen off Burscough as well from the North West Counties League. They take on a Darlington team. You're not quite sure what you're going to get from Darlow this season. Obviously, another old friend of the show, Alan Armstrong, has gone in there as manager after leaving Blyth Spartans. They've actually had a little dip in the last couple of weeks. Lost four of the past five National League North games and have yet to pick up a victory away from home. So I think, if you're a Trafford fan, you might secretly fancy a bit of an upset here this weekend, and I think they might do it.
Well, on that note, that is the end of our fixture preview, and that's the end of the MPL show. Mr. Andrew Simpson, a big thank you for joining us. Just before you go, where are you off to this weekend? And a match report available in the non-league paper, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so from an MPL point of view, I'll be looking at the leaders, Whitby Town, of course, the Premier Division leaders, as they go to come down to this neck of the woods to take on 1874 Northwich. So we'll see if an MPL team can get through in that game. So yeah, I'll have a byline in the non-league paper this week.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson for joining us on this week's show. Remember, you can follow the legend that is Simo on Sport on Twitter. That's at @Simo_on_sport. Big thank you to Andrew Simpson for joining us this week. And a big thank you to all my guests this week, James Hayes, and a hatful of managers. And speaking of hats, a big good luck to everyone in the FA Cup second qualifying round. And we hope that you all make it through to the third qualifying round draw on Monday. Good luck, one and all. In the meantime, don't forget you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.